Welcome back to another episode of Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for blended families to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict. I'm your host, Dana. I've been a struggling and confused stepmom for over 8 years now, and I'm finally feeling like I'm starting to find my groove while flailing and failing along the way. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Really excited to hop on here today. So as we all know, we usually start off each episode with a positive. It's easy to get pretty negative when talking or venting about this role. So we like to start out each episode with a positive. So I'm going to go ahead and just say today that this might not be stepmom related, but it is parent related. And I got the whole damn day to myself today. And I'm fucking really excited about it. I need to tell you guys about it. As most of you know, I guess some of you maybe wouldn't know, we do have some new listeners here now, but so I do own a couple of my own businesses. It keeps me flexible. It keeps me able to just be there for the kids if they need me. I'm the one that does pick up and drop off. I'm the one who's kind of like carting them everywhere. And basically the one taking care of them full time. So my businesses keep me a little bit flexible. So today my spouse, as some of you may know, has been out of work due to just all the crazy mandates and stuff. So he's been home a lot. He's been doing some schooling, looking to kind of change his career path and just kind of see where that leads him. So we've all been home together. Like besides my bonus daughter being, back and forth week on, week off, we've all been home together. And as lovely as it's been, I've had to kind of shift a lot of my routine and my schedule around just because, he does a lot of his studying during the day. My son is also homeschooled. So, he's needing to concentrate on certain things where it's like, those times where I'd be like, oh, okay. Like he's off doing, my son's off doing this. And, I would find time to vacuum or do something, get something loud done, but I can't do that anymore. Cause I do have to consider that my spouse is home and he's also trying to study. So It's been crazy and it's been hectic, and I'd be lying if I wasn't looking forward to some alone time today. We all need it at some point or another. I am such a huge introvert. Socializing with people all day makes me very I'm tired. It actually exhausts me and takes a lot out of me. And I love my family and I love having them all home and everything, but oh my God, I get exhausted really easily. I like being able to just do my own thing and kind of carry on. And, those are the times where I have my best ideas, my creative moments, when I'm able to just think clearly to myself for a significant amount of time. I know all of you can relate to that. So today my spouse went with his dad. They went and they drove a couple hours. They were buying a car. So they went there together. So my son actually asked, hey, can I go spend the day at grandma's if daddy and grandpa are going, just on a little road trip or whatever. So grandma said, absolutely. She'd love to have him. And he went and it was awesome. I guess they've been having a great time. They're still not back yet. Hence why I'm recording now. This is a time when I just wouldn't record. It's 5 p.m. on a Wednesday. That's just unheard of. And I don't know, I just have more energy. And I just thought maybe the episode will even be different. Who knows? But yeah, so that's been really good. So I got my work done. I did all my work in the morning for my one business. I cleaned almost the entire house. I literally just have one bathroom to do. Otherwise, everything's done. And then I just thought, yeah, I'd probably hop on here and write out my script. I don't usually script out anything. It's usually pretty, as you can probably tell, it's pretty winging it. I wing a lot of it, but just kind of planning it out. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm done. I can record. So here we are. That's just a day I've needed. I feel so productive. I just haven't been feeling too productive lately. I literally feel like I'm just chasing tail ends of things and that I'm like half-assing a bunch of stuff. And it's just kind of nice, you know? It's like when you sit there and you have some time to yourself and like I can either nap or like lay down and watch a movie. I can clean and catch up on the house, or I could work on some other like creative content that I've been really hoping to work on. So I kind of divided myself today, divide and conquered, and I just got like a bunch of shit done. Like, oh, I can't get over it. It's so nice. And I just feel so much more relaxed. And then tonight, you know, I'm just gonna do some self-care stuff. I'm gonna have a nice bath. I've been wanting to try this face mask that I've tried in the past, and I absolutely love it. It's turmeric and honey. And oh my God, my skin has never felt better. It's never felt better. So that's what I'm planning on doing tonight. And honestly, I'll be able to sleep soundly knowing that I was able to get all that stuff done and just, you know, just actually got, I just feel like I got ahead of like the holidays, the aftermath of the holidays anyway. So that's my positive today. I know it's not, you know, it's not very stepmom related, but it's very mom related. It's very, it's just like there's no time. My bonus daughter comes back tomorrow, which is really weird. We're still on a weird schedule. Just from again the holidays and kind of changing things around to make sure things were working for both households and stuff. So we're still not quite on the right track of our regular schedule, which has also kind of been throwing me off and making me feel like I'm just chasing loose ends. But anyway, there you have it. Life happens and you just got to roll with the punches, right? So yeah, we get her back tomorrow. I generally like to, I don't know if you're a psychopath like me, but I like to just like have the house in somewhat of an order. Her life can be chaos. I hate when she comes home and our house is also chaos. I know it's probably the last thing that she's even thinking about, but I just feel like she's able to kind of come in with a clear mind if things are kind of in order here, which I mean, that could all be all in my head and maybe maybe it is, but maybe it also helps. She also all of a sudden now that she's 13, yes, that's right, she's 13 now. When she does come home, she like immediately gets on top of her laundry. I've been trying to kind of encourage her to maybe do the laundry before she leaves so that when she comes back, she just doesn't have to get right back into it. But she feels like when she comes home, she wants to like just do her laundry immediately. So she usually does that. So I'm like, again, I've been throwing laundry, laundry pile after laundry pile into the washer today in the dryer. Just so it's kind of available and shit's not piling up everywhere. 'Cause anyway, there just ends up being piles everywhere for everybody and it just gets crazy. And then I can't think. And anyway, I'm going on and on and on about my neuroses here. So, we will continue on. Today we decided to, well, I mean, this is something that weighs heavy on me and that is literally just my life in a nutshell these days anyway. And that is dealing with cell phones and other social media platforms with our kids. Again, whether you're a parent, whether you're a step parent or a bio parent, whether you're a grandparent or maybe you're an aunt or an uncle or whatever. Like, I feel like at some point in time, we're all dealing with our children's access to cell phones and social media. Now, before I do get started on this, on my rant, my old lady rant, I do want to say that, like, I'm not anti-social media and I don't hate it. Like, obviously, like, I'm on it. I'm on it every day, especially for my businesses. I'm not necessarily on it leisurely. Most of my stuff is business related. Yes, I fucking scroll through reels from time to time, absolutely, but otherwise, it's purely business for me. And I do understand why lots of people like it. I think it's great to connect. I think it's great, you know, to find people who have the same thought process as you or have the same hobbies and just be able to get feedback from others who, if it weren't for the internet, you wouldn't have any access to. But however, I do feel as though the earlier we let these kids have access to these things, the more they're just being robbed of their childhood. So whether your kids are at this particular age in your life or not, maybe they're littles, maybe you're in it right now and you know exactly what I'm talking about, or maybe you don't give a shit about it and you're just like, hey, free rein for your kid. There's no judgment here. This is just my thought process. You do what works for you and your family. This is literally just something that's been weighing heavy on me just because it's hard. It's hard when you're in a blended family, and it's hard when there's like four, in our case, there's four different opinions on this. And I think everybody's thought process needs to be incorporated with it. So I think if we would have handled the whole cell phone conversation and social media and stuff, I think if we had dealt with it differently, the problems that we are having right now could have been avoided, where we could at least all be on the same page with the expectations. Okay, so we know right now that my bonus daughter, she does have a phone. She is now 13. She just turned 13 a couple days ago, which is crazy. She's 13 now. My son is 8. He's turning 9 in a couple months. And, you know, there's just some different expectations on phones, unfortunately. excuse me. So a little bit of background here. I'm trying to think back specifically, but I'm pretty sure I could be wrong because it was kind of kept a secret from us. My bonus daughter got a phone when she was, I think, around 10. It wasn't a discussion. It wasn't a discussion to my spouse and I, or even just my spouse. It was just, we were away at a tournament. It was, you know, we were all there to get, you know, together essentially. And we saw, you know, my bonus daughter kind of running around with her friends. They all have their phones. We see my bonus daughter, she has a phone, and we run into her and we're like, oh, like, be careful with your mom's phone. And she's like, it's not my mom's phone, it's my phone. And we're like, oh, news to us, like, didn't know you had a phone. And she, you know, snotty like, is like, yeah, I've had it for a really long time. And we're like, awesome, like, that's cool. And yeah, come to find out, everybody knew she had a phone except for her two other parents. You know, no greater feeling in the world finding out that basically your child has a whole different life that you had not even known about, and that other people can get a hold of her and you cannot. You don't have her phone number. You don't have anything. You don't have nothing. So anyway, needless to say, bitter about it. Yes. It's just like, I couldn't get over the fact that we didn't have a say in a device that literally consumes her life and at times has put her life at risk. And no, I'm not being overly dramatic about it. She has been into some trouble in the last 3 years. I'm pretty sure it's been 3 years since she's had this phone. Okay. Now, you know, of course, her being a child, she's gotten into trouble with it. Of course, like, she's run into things that she shouldn't have. She's been speaking inappropriately with strangers on it. She's unfortunately got caught up in some crazy, I still don't know the full story on it, because again, these things are just weren't happening in our household. So we don't know the exact full details because, you know, it's just been kind of covered up, but have found out that she was in some weird group on social media where they promote suicide. They promote cutting. They promote, yeah, self-harm in general. So my bonus daughter was trying to cut. She was trying to cut 2 years ago, unfortunately. And, you know, it's just been awful. And it's just been something that's, I feel like, been hidden. She's lost many friendships because, you know, of course, they all talk big behind their phone. And, you know, get into these petty little fights over the phone. And yeah, you end up losing friends over it because, you know, they can talk all big, but once they go to school, they're all like ignoring each other and not saying anything. So the troubles literally continue. And again, I really hope that this isn't, I don't feel like it's just me. From what I gather from other parents that I've talked to, this is a big thing. I just feel like in a blended family, it's hard to kind of control it a little bit better. Like, yeah, okay, like kids make mistakes, they're going to do things, they're going to try things, they're going to experiment, they're going to try and push the boundaries. But I find it's hard to kind of rein that in more when you're in a blended family and you're in this position where one household's like, I don't give a shit, do whatever you want, be on it, you know, like as long as you're being good and just you feel like they're being trustworthy. But in our situation, I just feel like we have little to no say on it. So we just kind of have to go with the flow. I, for one, just feel like the solution is very simple. She's not ready for it. She's shown us time and time again. We've actually had, you know, some problems just recently with it. In the summer, we had a big blow up again, just with being inappropriate on it. And then, of course, lying about it, which, again, you got to become the fucking, just some fucking detective just to even find out. And yeah, sure enough, I find out, you know, that there's been some lying and really inappropriate things going on, and you're back to square one. To me, it's very, very simple. She should not have one. She should not have a phone. She should not have social media. At the very least, she should not have social media. And if you have kids that are around the same age as my bonus daughter, you'll know that the big thing now is to be talking on Snapchat. Snapchat, for those who, you know, might not know, Snapchat is an app that it's just a mobile messaging app, and it lets you share photos, videos, texts, or drawings that pretty much just expire or automatically delete themselves after a set time, ranging from a few seconds up to 24 hours. To me, it is probably the sneakiest app that you could possibly have. You know, if there's pros about this app, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear more about it. I personally don't have it. But for a child who's already had a really sneaky past, like my bonus daughter, it's just, to me, it's not for her. So you might be wondering why she does have it. Well, that's a great question. And as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. These are things like all of us are very aware about, you know, what she's been like on social media and what she's been like having a phone. And like, she's still just allowed to have it. That's not our say. You know, we're kind of in that sticky situation where, you know, she hasn't had a phone at our place. She only had a phone while she was on her mom's time. And, you know, we were fine with it, but it was like creating such a divide. It was creating her to be like two different people. And if there's anything we're trying to avoid, unfortunately, with us, she does act like two different people between the households. And it affects her. It does affect her life. So we fought at it. We don't think she should have it. We've kind of talked to her about it, you know, and it's just kind of pushed her away from us even further from wanting to even talk about it. And it creates more of like that sneakish behavior. Like she feels like she can't talk to us about it. She feels like she needs to hide that she has it or that she's on it. And, you know, we're trying to create like an honest space for her here. So we've kind of changed direction a little bit. Recently, again, without our permission or without discussing it with us, her mom has allowed her to bring her phone over here, which is great. Would have been nice to have the conversation. Absolutely. It didn't happen. But anyway, we just roll with the punches, like I said. So cell phone comes over. Great. You know, we feel like we can, it's not like this, like, you know, just thing that we can't even talk about. We can't see it, blah, blah, blah. So we do have different rules here. So when she does come over to our place and she has her phone, it is to stay in like our main floor area. She's not to take it down to the basement with her. She's not to sneak it up to her room. She's kind of, you know, asking permission, like, hey, like, can I just, you know, text whoever? Can I just be on it? Yep. Yep, sure. Just as long as it's in an open area, what have you. It's baby steps for us. You might think we're crazy. You might just say like, "Hey, why don't you just shut it down?" It's just not something that'll work for her. If we shut it down, we shut her down. And that's not what we want. We want honesty, right? Like that's what we're trying to promote. So that is what we have started doing. It's fine. It's annoying. Oftentimes where she used to maybe draw or read, be creative, play with her brother, I do find that now she's kind of more like, "Hey, I'm going to check my phone. I'm going to check my phone. I'm going to check my phone." I am noticing as well a bit more of a difference in attitude, whether that's just because she just turned 13 or not, I am not sure. But it seems to be related to me. So, yeah, that's just how we're dealing with that. And it's going okay. Other than the fact that, she did have her birthday party on the weekend, which was great. I talked about that, in the last episode that we were planning a birthday party. It went well. The girls had a lot of fun. But again, it was like, as soon as these girls walk in my door, the first thing they say, "What's your Wi-Fi?" Like, what? Are you serious? Like, that's the first thing you ask? Yeah, what's your Wi-Fi? Like, okay. So I don't deal with that. I don't know our Wi-Fi password. I don't know. Like my spouse deals with all that stuff. Usually if it's just me home, I'd be like, "I don't know. I don't know. Just stay off of it or whatever. I don't know." To me, it's not a priority. I know I'm an old fart. Like, I just know. I know this. I know that I'm a cranky old fart. But I feel like I'm a cranky old fart when it comes to this stuff for a reason. Like, it's just not needed. There's so many things to do in this house. There's so many things to do in our yard. There's just so many things to do. And you're worried about a Wi-Fi password so that you can like stare at your phone while you're existing in our presence. Like, it's rude. I don't know if anybody else agrees with me on this, but as soon as I walk into somebody's house, seriously, as soon as I walk into somebody's house as an adult, is that the first thing that you ask? Like, what's your Wi-Fi? Like, no. Because when I'm at somebody's house and I'm visiting, the last thing I'm doing is being on my phone. I'm only on my phone in case, it's an emergency or my kids call me or like whatever. That's not the first thing I would ask because to me, that just seems rude. So it's, I don't know. I know kids, like, I know they don't have manners. And I know, especially at their age, they're just like, they're so self-involved. It's not even funny. But to me, it's just like, I want to teach my kids. No, you don't just walk into somebody's house and ask for the Wi-Fi password. You walk into somebody's house, that cell phone stays away, and you are there purely to be visiting, playing, hanging out, enjoying your time with whoever's house you're at. You're not asking for Wi-Fi passwords. So to me, that was just crazy. It started out kind of weird only because, like my bonus daughter doesn't, really invite her friends over here in groups very much. And again, I just think, I know, I think we discussed this in the last episode about stepmom insecurities, but like we are the stricter home. As you can tell, we do have cell phone rules. There are rules here. So I think that's probably the reason. They're just used to kind of hanging out in someone's room and just like being on their phone and not having those conversations. Well, here, sorry, like cell phone stays up here and you're gonna actually have to communicate. It's gonna be awesome. So yeah, so that it was kind of rocky at first. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna like remove myself from the situation. It was a beautiful day. My son and I took our old dog for a walk. We were probably gone about 20, 25 minutes. Came back, cleaned up the yard a little bit, came inside, and I step in, and it's like all five girls are just sitting there on the couches, just on their phones, not even talking, just head in their phones. I was like, this is some party. What is going on here? And my bonus daughter was like, "Oh, we were waiting for you. We want to go tobogganing." I'm like, okay, but like, nothing else. You couldn't do anything else. Okay. So anyway, I was just happy that she had said she wanted to go tobogganing. My bonus daughter was excited because she does actually enjoy going, but her friends were not. So we're all getting ready to go. It's great. I would say 50% of the girls came unprepared. No snow pants, no gloves, no nothing. I offered them spares that we had. They wouldn't take it anyway. It was funny. We were just like, all right, well, you're going to freeze. And they had so much fun. It was so nice. Like, everybody left their phone at home. And they just like were kids. It was great. Like screaming and yelling and doing tricks and going down as like a train, you know, like three of them all together. And oh my God, it was so funny. And it was just like, ah, there they are. I really got to like actually see and understand their personalities more once we like got away from like the technology and they could just like be kids. It was so, so amazing. So I was really, really happy about that. Yeah. And then we came home and I just feel like it kind of made the vibe a little more chill. It kind of made them, you know, a little more vulnerable to just like being a child and not pretending like they need to be like 18 and like some fashionista or anything. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when they have their phones in their hands, they feel like they need to be this person, like, you know, and they're acting older than they are. And it was just nice to see them actually be kids and be silly and laugh and just like not care about anything else that was going on, not feel like they're being judged. It was literally just pure childhood fun. So yeah, that's how that went, which was great. I feel like after that, it was pretty good. And it went over smoothly after all, but yeah, I think the beginning was just really shaky because they don't know what to do. They're awkward. So they're just on their phones. You know, my stepdaughter, she does know like how we feel about this and that we, you know, we always say when it comes to, you know, when it just comes to cell phones and stuff, like there's a time and a place, kind of thing. And she knows this, but she doesn't, you know, necessarily act like that when she's away from our home. So, you know, she's kind of acting the part as if she's like, you know, anti-phone and like, we don't need to be on our phones, guys. Like, let's play this or let's do this. And her friends are like, what are you talking about? Like, you're always on your phone. So they're confused, right? And I don't know. I just feel like so much of the party that could have been, you know, about something else completely different. I just feel like it was so focused on just trying to be off of screens. Just something I'm trying to navigate. I'm trying to understand, I guess, as these kids get older, because it just seems to be so much about that. When it could be, you know, you could be having so much fun doing other things. Like you know, I'm kind of dreading my son getting a little bit older because this whole thing has put us in a really hard situation because, you know, we really want my bonus daughter to just be herself at both homes. And, you know, we've just been put in predicaments that, you know, our values aren't aligning. So we've kind of just had to roll with it and try to find, you know, a solution that maybe just works in kind of the heat of the moment. You know, she was, you know, it was hard for her to maintain friendships between homes because it was like in the one household, she's just able and she's always available to chat and talk with these people, you know, like her friends at school. And then she'd come to our house and she basically was like a ghost. Like she wasn't available, even though we're like, hey, give them our phone number. You can talk to them over the phone, like, you know, talking like a talking human, like you can talk to them over the phone. But apparently that's just like, doesn't happen, I guess. Like maybe it happens elsewhere, but apparently these kids that my bonus daughter hangs around, it just doesn't happen. And because her mom doesn't seem to be catching on or budging with this whole phone thing, it's just kind of like a free for all. I mean, she has said, you know, she gets to be on Snapchat and like that she'll kind of hover over her and just like check on her periodically. But it's like, to me, that's not good enough. Like to me, you should have full access. You should, if like, these are the rules, they're cut clear. They're like, this is what it is. And you shouldn't have to be kind of looking over her shoulder. If you're looking over her shoulder, I just feel like it's not working. So we've just tried having a more open approach and just have more conversations with her about it rather than completely shutting her out. Like, so for example, now that she's allowed to bring her phone over here, she'll periodically be on it and she'll kind of be scrolling through. I'm sorry, I have no idea what they are, whether it's TikTok, which sorry, I don't like it, or whether it's Snapchat, I'm not sure. She's looking at stories and she's kind of showing me, like, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this. And like, it takes a lot out of me, but I have to be like, oh, wow, cool. How does that, like, I show interest in it so that she feels like she can talk to me about these things on social media or things that she's seen. Because I feel like if we don't, she's just going to hide it and not say anything about it. So, for example, again, another reason why I really don't think that these kids should be on it is a boy at her school sent a girl at her school who's a friend of hers a picture of his penis. They're 12, almost 13, and he sent a picture via Snapchat of his penis. She screen grabbed it, so took a screenshot of it and was able to show everybody. My bonus daughter being one of those people. So unfortunately, that is something that she has seen now. It's just completely inappropriate. He's sending it thinking, ha, she'll only see it for a couple seconds and that'll be it. But it's like, these kids are fucking crazy, man. And these things are happening so much earlier now that I just feel like my mind literally can't catch up. Like, she's telling me these things and I'm trying not to like blow a gasket, but I'm also so, I have to keep my composure. I'm like, you know that's wrong, right? Like, whether it's Snapchat or whether it's whatever it is, you need to assume that that picture is going to be seen by everybody around the world. Like, just if you're sending a photo, you better be damn sure you're comfortable with your dad or your grandparents or whoever seeing that picture. Otherwise, I don't believe you should be sending it. So those are things that I do talk to her about. We also talk about if that gets into the wrong hands, like if that was sent to somebody else and somebody else saw it and that's, over 18, that they can be charged with literally having child pornography. That's how serious this is. So we talk about these things. We talk about like how much bigger it is than what she thinks in like her 13-year-old head. But we do chat about, we do like consistently talk about it. I try not to be such like a this and this and it's bad for you and the interwebs are terrible. Like, I try not to be such an old fart about it, but it's also, I feel like it's our job to educate these kids on consequences. It's our job to talk about these kids about what could happen in the future and that things aren't just going to be sunshine and rainbows the whole time. So anyway, that's the aim I take at it. Unfortunately, it's also put us in quite the predicament, sorry, because I mean, my son, he doesn't go between homes. He stays here and he will, unfortunately for him, have different rules. He will not be having social media at her age. We have not exactly like came to a clear-cut agreement on this between my spouse and I. My son at this point, we talk so much and we have such an open relationship with him that he has no want or need to be on any social media. He doesn't beg me for it. He doesn't care about it. He watches the odd like YouTube and he watches like Minecraft people or something like that. He watches that the odd time, but he knows when we talk about it, like social media is not, it's not meant for children. It's just not. And if he wants proof, he's seen his sister get in a lot of trouble over this stuff. So it's like, it hasn't made her life any better. He has said to me multiple times, like, I don't even want it. I don't want it even when I become adult. And I'm like, well, you can make that decision when the time comes. Like, that's completely up to you when you become an adult. But as of right now, you are nowhere near or close that you need it. It's not something that you need. And it's not meant for children. So luckily for him, just because of our open discussions that we have. I feel like it'll just be easier with him, but I just feel like we didn't even have time to have those conversations with my bonus daughter because it just happened so fast. Like, I didn't realize at 10 we were going to have to be like arguing about this phone or like talking about even having it and the dangers of it. Like, I didn't even, it's like we didn't even get to have the conversation about the internet or anything social media related or anything like that. It's like she already had it and was had already been doing it for so long. So I just feel like it was a really, really unfair chance. And I wish it really would have gone differently. But here we are. This is the road we're on. And we just have to find different kind of back roads to just find different avenues about it and how to reach out to her and how to explain to her about what's appropriate and what's not. You know, she's still going to be on these things. Of course she's allowed to, like her mom says so. Right. So it's like just trying to navigate that has been really, really hard for us. And I feel like it's only going to get worse, but, I'm trying to worry less about it. I'm trying to give her more of the benefit of the doubt. Like, I don't know if she's doing anything wrong, but to me, it's just like a bit of a red flag that these kids are on Snapchat and that's the only way that they'll talk to each other now is via this sneaky app. That's just my personal opinion. In hindsight, what really should have happened is a real conversation between the parents, or at least between, you know, my spouse and bio mom. I just feel like, you know, we were just kind of thrown into this without any type of warning or anything like that. So, you know, it would have been like, hey, we're thinking about getting her a phone. How do you feel about it? We would voice our concerns. They would voice theirs. And we could meet in the middle somewhere that we're on the same page. I do feel like had that happened, I just feel like there's no doubt in my mind that half the struggles that my bonus daughter has been through would just be non-existent. I feel like if the same rules were applied at both houses, that she would just know what's expected of her and we wouldn't really be going through this. So unfortunately, yeah, like we're the ones failing her right now. I wish it were different. It's just one of those things where you have to roll with the punches and adapt to things as we find them out. And that's just, you know, the struggles of being in a blended family and, you know, not really being communicating between the two homes as the adults should be. So if you are one of those step parents or bio parents that has younger children right now, it couldn't hurt to have the cell phone social media conversation with the other co-parents before promises start being made and avoid the confusion and the headache that we're dealing with right now.
Thank you for listening to another Mother Podcast and being a part of our community. Remember, no matter how unique your situation, you are not alone. To be a part of the show, make episode topic suggestions, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca and make sure to follow at Another Mother Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and leave us a rating on your preferred podcast app if you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.